Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This 10th year of Daily Tech News Show is made possible by its listeners. Thanks to all of you, including Miss Music Teacher, Carver Tate, courtesy of Matt, Lauren Lang, courtesy of Matt. Thank you, Matt. And thanks for the year-end bonus, Kevin. Plus, everybody welcome new patron, Michael.
Welcome. Yay.
On this episode of DTNS, Apple gave in and will support RCS and gave MagSafe to Android. What's going on here? Is it the spirit of the holidays? Why, yes, it is. Will Smith is here with some early geek gift ideas to celebrate. This is the Daily Tech News for Thursday, November 16th, 2023. In Los Angeles, I'm Tom Merritt.
And from Studio Artichoke Card, I'm Sarah Lane.
And I'm the show's producer, Roger Chang.
Joining us, the co-host of Brad and Will Made a Tech Pod, not the Brad, but the Will in that sentence. Will Smith, welcome.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming back. We appreciate it. And thanks for bringing gifts, ideas.
Just ideas. It's not. I'm not Oprah over here. You know, it's not like yeah. Hey, check under your seat, guys.
Did you not get everybody in the audience these gifts that you're about to tell
I'm
us?
I'm so sorry.
You get an OLED Steam Deck, and you get an Instagram announced more than 25 new city themed filters. Why is the Tokyo one only black and white? I don't know. But the company's testing sticker creation from users' photos and videos as well. Let's start with the rest of the quick hits.
Microsoft made a bunch of announcements yesterday and also announced a new Windows app for Microsoft business accounts, at least for now, for accessing its operating system on iPhones, iPads, Macs, Windows PCs, and web browsers, but no Android support just yet. The app is a modified Windows 365 app which streams a copy of Windows from a remote PC, Azure Virtual Desktop, Windows 365, Microsoft DevBox, and Microsoft Remote Desktop Services all are part of the deal. Microsoft looks to be moving Windows fully to the cloud on the consumer side.
I mean, it's just a remote viewer app under a fancy name, but Windows in the iOS App Store. Like, that's just, wow.
And it's just called the Windows app.
Yeah.
Brave New World.
A new report from the Pew Research Center found that 30% of U.S. adults say they regularly get news from Facebook, with YouTube in close second at 26%, and 14% say they get news from TikTok. That number is the one to pay attention to because it is on the rise. It is the number four slot just behind Instagram. And 43% of people who use TikTok say they regularly get news from there. That's a big jump from 22% in 2020. Fifth place is X, formerly Twitter. More than 50% of X users say they regularly get news on that platform, although only 70% of U.S. adults say they knew Twitter had been renamed to X.
Well, Meta's social network Threads is now testing tagged topics on the platform to help categorize posts by interest or theme. This is how the hashtag currently works pretty much all over the internet. But Threads isn't including the pound sign, the hashtag sign, when it's used on Threads itself. Clickable links will be shown instead. The tagging feature is having a limited test in Australia, with more countries able to test soon, says the company.
A couple of music items here for you. Apple Music Classical launched 8 months ago as part of the standard Apple Music subscription, but you couldn't get it on the iPad until now. Classical version 1.1 rolling out to the App Store with a new design optimized for that larger iPad display, navigation sidebar, and a now playing media controls toolbar. In other musical news, Google DeepMind explained how audio created using its AI Lyria model, like tracks made with YouTube's new audio generation features, will be watermarked with SynthID so that AI-generated origins can be tracked after they're created. DeepMind also said human ears won't hear anything noticeable because of the watermark, and it should not compromise the listening experience.
NVIDIA has an update for its GeForce Now app that offers game syncing with the Microsoft Store, PC Game Pass, and Ubisoft Plus. This lets NVIDIA's cloud gaming service users stream PC games purchased off the Microsoft Store on GeForce Now. The update will also integrate any linked PC Game Pass and Ubisoft Plus accounts with the GeForce app.
I think that's good. Good for GeForce. We're getting a little cloud parody in there. And Microsoft wants to look all... like, we're not anti-competitive. Look, we're hooking into all the things. Speaking of not looking anti-competitive, Apple announced Thursday it will adopt RCS. RCS is the Rich Communication Service Messaging Standard. It is the successor to SMS. And if you've heard me go off on this on DTNS before, I apologize. I may go off on it again. But it's a standard. Carriers use it. Google uses it. Everybody but Apple had been using it. Company says the feature will be part of a software update later next year, so it's not coming anytime soon, but will offer more interoperability options between iPhone and Android users because they'll both not just be using SMS, but also RCS. Apple clarified in a statement to 9to5Mac, this will work alongside iMessage, which will continue to be the best and most secure messaging experience for Apple users. But that's true of SMS. SMS works alongside iMessage. RCS allows things like read receipts, typing indicators, high-quality images and videos, and real-time location data. And it means those videos won't get all squished when you send them between people who are on different platforms.
Yeah, no, Apple is careful to say, now, remember, iMessage is end-to-end encrypted. RCS doesn't currently support our iMessage-level encryption. And, you know, Apple has historically resisted pressure from anybody who wanted the company to adopt RCS. For the most part, just kind of being like, well, then buy your mom an iPhone if she wants it, you know, so badly, you know, if there's a green bubble problem, which is something that Tim Cook actually said. The company now says it will work with mobile industry trade group GSMA to further improve the RCS protocol. Will, heck may have frozen over here. Are you surprised by this? It was kind of an interesting move this morning.
Yeah, this kind of came out of the blue, right? The word has been we're not going to support RCS forever since RCS became a thing on other platforms, and now I don't know if there's pressure from the EU or concerns about threats of congressional hearings about all the SMS spam you're getting, or maybe Tim's sister-in-law or something got an Android phone and he's tired of getting little tiny videos. But here we are. It's a good thing for I don't see any downside to this. This seems like a really wonderful move.
I feel like the third Apple's one part is the most likely to drive Apple to do this. Is he finally got on a group chat with someone on Android? It was like, these tiny low res videos. Fine, let's do RCS.
Yeah, but let's fix it.
But you're probably right. It's probably the pressure of investigations in the US and the EU as well. Whatever the reason, I think it is a little bit annoying that Apple is saying they won't support encryption on this, or they're being vague about it. They're saying they won't support iMessage level end-to-end encryption. Google supports end-to-end encryption on group chats and individual messages on RCS. They have since August. So you can implement it. You don't have to. You can support RCS without it, which is what Apple is making it sound like they're going to do. But that would be my last request to Apple. Since they so kindly agreed to my previous request and are now supporting RCS, just support it end-to-end encrypted as well. Sure, it won't be as Loctite as iMessage, but it'll be good.
Not supporting encryption doesn't really back up there. Yo, we're the privacy carrier, the privacy handset particularly well. So,
and it is difficult. I will give you that. Google took a while to implement it. And when they first implemented it, they only implemented it on one-to-one chats. They had to do extra work to make it work on group chats. But I think it's worth the work. I mean, I don't have to do the work, so that's easy for me to say, I guess.
Yeah, as somebody who also doesn't have to go do the work, I'm two thumbs up over here. I think it's a good move on their part.
Yeah. Peace in our time, though. I would have maybe put this on my predictions show at the end of the year as like my wild prediction that Apple will support RCS.
Well, and your timeline probably would have been, you know, correct, because this might not happen until the end of 2024.
That's right. Later next year. So
later next year means maybe Christmas.
I think that implies that they are just now starting to do the work to implement it, that they had not been working on it, which is what they said. They said they weren't working on it.
My bet would be that this is a next major release of iOS, not one of the point releases for what, iOS 17 or whatever we're on now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so this is a September, probably.
It might not even be the first release in September. It might even be later, but yeah, you're right. I think that's the earliest we get it.
And it'll probably roll out carrier by carrier as well, right? Because yep. that's how this works.
You have to do some carrier implementation as well. Though carriers all implement it with Google, so that because they've done that work, that could make it easier. That starts to get out of my realm of awareness there. But anyway, all a good thing. And this also is a good thing. Qi 2, spelled Qi with a number 2, is the next version of the wireless charging standard that incorporates magnet charging. And if you're saying, oh, so that's like MagSafe, it is in fact MagSafe. Apple contributed its MagSafe power profile, the magnetic power profile from MagSafe, to the standard. So you'll be able to buy a Qi 2 charger and use it with either an Apple MagSafe device or an Android device that supports Qi 2 magnetic tech. Or you can buy a case for either one if it has Qi 2 magnetic in it as well, because Qi 2 will also charge Qi 1 compatible devices. So even if they don't have the magnet, it'll still charge them. But if they have the magnet, it does a little lock thing where it sticks right to whatever you're sticking it to. The Wireless Power Consortium announced the first Qi version 2.0 devices are nearly through the certification process. That's the news today, and will go on sale by the holidays. So you'll be able to buy some of these soon. More than 100 are either in the certification testing or about to go into certification testing. And supposedly the iPhone 15 lineup will be the first Qi 2 certified phones.
I wonder if that means
bring
all of the
MagSafe.
Do you think that means the MagSafe accessories will work with the Android phones then suddenly? You'll be able to snap an Apple wallet or like one of those rings on the back of your Android phone?
Theoretically, at least the Qi wireless charging part of that would work. Now, there might be other things that don't work. There might be other aspects of it that make it fall off or something. I don't know about that. But the wireless charging should work because this is the same magnetic power profile.
Very cool.
I love this. This is one of my favorite things about the new iPhones. My wife has a magnetic mount for her iPhone in the Audi, and you just slap it up there and it stays and it charges and you don't have to think about it. You don't have to press a thing like I do in my car and you know, fit it in and then hope it doesn't fall out. The downside has been I can't use my Pixel Fold in that charger. I have to come up with another solution if I'm using that one. Not that I'll be able to use the Pixel Fold, but I can get a case for it maybe and use it with MagSafe now.
Yeah, there's a level of with the early pads where you just rested the device on the pad before the MagSafe stuff came online. It was a little hinky. Sometimes you'd get up in the morning, you'd grab your phone off, you'd look at it, and you'd be like, "Oh, it didn't charge last night because I set it in the wrong place." And then you have dead battery phone all day to deal with. So the MagSafe, like, it seems like a goofy thing. I thought it was a goofy thing until I started using it, and just that reassuring little click.
Yeah.
Well, that and the fact that it charges my AirPods and my phone, like, has made my things I have to have chargers for on my nightstand much, much more manageable now. It's basically just like one USB-C cable and then a MagSafe thing and the thing for my watch, which is a quality of life improvement.
I'm like, they really need to get the watch on Qi somehow. I understand that there's an engineering issue there, but it is the one outlier. Because even though it's wireless and it's magnetic, it's not Qi. It's
different wireless, different magnetic.
So stop it. No, I shouldn't be mad. This is good. This is very good. It was good that Apple contributed this.
This is why when you're someone like me who's only in the Apple ecosystem, you're like, Well, no, it works for my watch and my AirPods because it's an Apple wireless pad. But it's not cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Apple, today, supporting RCS and Qi 2.
Look at Apple playing nicely on the playground with everybody. So unlike you, sir, madam.
Well, I mean, do you think they're getting paid on each of these sold? Did they announce the terms of the deal? Is this like a licensing deal where they get money for every Qi 2 device?
They did, and I don't think they're... I think it's part of a patent pool, so there is a benefit to doing it. But I don't think it's a monetary benefit. I think it's an indemnity benefit. I'm going off of vague memory now. But that is a very good question.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot more sense. If they were in danger of getting sued for using technology that they may or may not have appropriate patents to use, then trading in their magnet stuff makes a lot of sense.
It's being a good partner as part of the Wireless Power Consortium. Like, you get the benefits of patent indemnity from using Qi, so you're helping to improve the standard for yourself and everybody.
Well, and more of these pads is better for everyone, right? Yeah, having no data way to charge your phone is a wonderful thing to have in the world.
This encourages more people to make accessories that then work with the iPhone, that then means more people are comfortable using the iPhone. Well, folks, that's the fast-moving world of Apple being nice. If you want to stay up on the fast-moving world of artificial intelligence, you need to listen to AI Named This Show. It launched during DTNS Experiment Week back in August, and it's going strong. Each week, Tristan Jutra and Tasia Custodi wade through the hype and the doomsaying to try to keep you informed about the latest news in the AI world. You can catch it at AINamedThisShow.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model in the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Well, whether we're ready or not, we're getting into the holiday season, everybody. And that means that people are starting to think about what to get the geek in your life, that best gift, something that they hadn't seen before, or something that they've been longing for, something that is kind of a, you know, just like a fun outlier. Thankfully, Will, you've done some heavy lifting here, and you've got some ideas. So what are we starting with?
I think we should start with a screwdriver set. This is the classic geek gift, but everybody should have a good screwdriver set. And the traditional recommendation is a thing with like 150 bits in it that will let you open up every single device you have in your house. That's not what this set is. This is your workday screwdrivers. These are the ones that you use in your PC. I think you can open iPhones, iOS devices. You can open Nintendo devices because it has the tri-lobe, it has pentalobe, it has Torx bits, Phillips, and just standard flat screwdrivers. And it's a really, really usable small screwdriver, whether you're working on your eyeglasses or digging around inside your PC case. with magnetic tips too, which are incredibly handy.
Is it individual screwdrivers for each bit or replaceable bits?
So like these are individual. These are individual screwdrivers. It's like 15 screwdrivers. Each one has its own, a specific head. The ones with the bits are great, but I often find that the thing that holds the bits in places is too thick to fit into the places you need to get the screwdriver head. Yeah. So that's why I start with this one and then go to the other one if we want to have a more comprehensive set.
All right, let's talk coffee.
This next one is the next level. So the first one was the iFixit Marlin screwdriver set. I'm going to say names so people, audio listeners, know what we're talking about. The next one is the next level Pulsar brewer, which is a new kind of coffee brewer. It's called a zero bypass coffee brewer. This one was designed by an astrophysicist in collaboration with the next level folks. And they're called zero bypass because it's designed to not allow any water to go past the filter, past the coffee as it goes around the filter and drain into your cup. So you end up with a more controlled brewing mechanism than you have with like a pour over or something like that. The neat thing about this is that they add a valve on the bottom. So you have this, you have a round tube, there's a cylinder, you put the coffee in, you can let it steep for as long as you want, and then you can release the valve to let the coffee drain into your cup. And you get kind of the best of both worlds of like a brewed coffee, of a French press style brewed coffee, that's a percolated coffee, like a pour over. And it's, I think the closest analog that you all might be familiar with is like at the AeroPress upside down technique.
Yeah, it looks where you, like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you can do a bigger cup. So you can do 800 grams of coffee, no problem. Whereas the AeroPress caps out at like 250, I think.
Well, and for anybody who's sort of like, nah, I don't drink coffee, this works for tea as well.
Works for tea. You can do loose tea in it because there's a paper filter in the bottom. Uh-huh. So you get a nice, whether you're doing coffee or tea, you get a nice clean cup with no sediment. And like it's new enough that people are just starting to kind of figure out exactly how like the best ways to use this. There's 300 recipes for this online right now. It's an exaggeration. There's probably 20, but every barista who's tried it has come up with something different and a different twist. But at the end of the day, you can use it just like you'd use a French press and just get a filtered brew at the end that doesn't have all the sediment that comes in the bottom of a typical wire mesh French press.
All right. Well, let's talk about if you, for whatever reason, need to get a little bit more light on some small little factors of tinkering around within a PC.
So this is my classic recommendation. If you're working a PC or walking your dog after dark, it's really nice to have a good headlamp. You put it on. This one in particular is the Black Diamond Cosmo 350. You can get a $20 version that's about the same as this. It just doesn't do the dimming or spotlight features. I think the $35 is kind of sweet spot, especially for a gift. And it's fantastic because when you're looking in the PC, when you drop a screw in there or something, when you're working, trying to get the memory in the slot and it's all dark down there, you can put the light right where you're looking. And everybody who works in PCs should really have one of these. When I started putting them in my toolkits, made my life dramatically better.
Oh my gosh. I mean, precision stuff like what you're mentioning, or walking the dog at night, really nice not to have one hand that is holding a flashlight.
If you hold the poop bag and the flashlight with the same hand, eventually there's going to be
then
tragedy.
You don't have a lot of leeway here, people.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes. I'm with you on this. A good headlamp is something I did not know I needed until a couple of years ago. And the one that I got is fine, but this one looks real nice.
The batteries last like 15, 20 hours. You don't have to think about it. When I go camping, it lasts the entire time I'm gone. Usually they're highly recommended.
All right. Let's talk power strips, Will. Power strips are not a one size fits all situation. So what are your holiday picks?
So I really love these Anker power strips. They have decent USB chargers built in. Typically, you see a power strip with a USB port, and it's like a 500 milliamp port that won't charge a modern phone even. These come up to 60-watt versions. This particular one is the 332, I think, which is like six 120-volt plugs and then three USB ports, two A's and a C. This is a 20-watt version, so it'll charge a phone. It'll also top up an iPad or your Steam Deck or whatever you want to plug into it. But like I said, if you want to charge your laptop, you can get up to 60 watts and you don't have a bunch of wall warts hanging off of it. So I kind of run them underneath the sofa so they're available. So there's USB cables for people who are sitting on the sofa and need to top off.
Yeah, the USB outlet part is really
nice
cool.
Of you.
Yeah, I like that.
Sarah, people are me in this case. So
I was about to be like, you're a nicer person than I am, because I'd be like, oops, sorry, no charger. Gotta go. See ya. Yeah.
No,
bye.
No, no.
Get out of my house.
I don't want to have to put my phone down while I'm watching TV. What do I do? I'd have to pay attention to whatever's on the television. That's horrible.
Indeed. Okay, so this next pick of yours is actually something that I bought just in the last couple of months, and I'm quite blown away by. That's the AirPods Pro 2. So what do you like about them?
Yeah, I've been using AirPods, the Pros specifically, for a couple of years now, and I upgraded my ones to twos last year when I crushed one. The thing that blows me away about the new one is this new feature that's come in with the last version of iOS adds an adaptive transparency mode. So it used to be you could do noise canceling or you could do transparency, and the transparency mode is kind of impressive. The noise canceling is great. The transparency mode is impressive because it actually sounds like you don't have earplugs in, right? You can hear the world around you. Your voice sounds right in your head. All of the things that don't usually work with in-ear monitors. The adaptive transparency kind of splits the difference, and the noise canceling isn't quite as good, but you hear it filters out the noises you don't want to hear, like fan noise and car rumble and stuff like that, but you can still hear people around you talking or footsteps or cars, so that you don't, you know, if you're out jogging or something, you don't jump into traffic by accident.
There's
or
safety.
Somebody,
yeah right
No, go ahead.
But then no, they just, also. I'm just about to agree with you. Go, you do it, Will.
No, they're really lovely. You know, if I take a nap, I put them in the noise canceling mode and just kind of hook it up to the Apple TV in my bedroom and put on music or some TV show that is quiet and works well. The only time I can't use them really is when I'm sitting in front of my PC, just because they don't work particularly well with Windows.
I'm quite fond of mine as well, and I was a real holdout because I didn't used to like the look of AirPods. I was like, you know, they're sticking out of your ear, kind of, you know, those sort of white sticks. I thought that they looked silly, and at some point, my jobbers bit the dust. I decided to go AirPods Pro 2, and I have had so much fun with these headphones. I mean, they're nice earbuds, and I know that there are other options. You know, people right now are screaming like, no, they're not the only option that you have, and in fact, they're more expensive than certain other options. All true. But these are very nice, and they play really well with Apple products. So if you're in the ecosystem, it's a very nice gift.
Agreed. And then the last thing that I like to pair, like, I don't like the – one of the I've never really liked the way AirPods fit. The same as you, Sarah, like the old ones, the stick only ones kind of fell out of my ear. The in-ear ones are better, but I don't like the kind of rubber gaskety ear piece that they put on those. So I bought a pair of like $15 Comply foam tips for the AirPods Pro. They snap on and off really easily. You can get them I think they come in multi-size packs if you don't know what size foam tip you use, or you can get you can get just three sets of the same size once you kind of size yourself. And they help with the noise isolation. They help them stay in a little bit better. I find them to be more comfortable, especially if I'm jogging or something like that.
Yeah,
so it's a nice upgrade.
I added these to my wish list right now while you were talking, because they just look so much better than those silicone ones that they're fine. They don't fall out of my ear or anything, but these just look so much more comfortable.
The only complaint I have about them is they only come in black. So then you don't look like you're wearing AirPods. Sarah, it's good.
I see on Amazon electric blue, lilac purple, black, and pine green.
You can, yeah. I mean, if you want to go electric purple, you're totally. That's,
but like,
you're,
but that they don't part is like in your ears. That's not really a.
They
know,
still
a
show
feature, right? Kind of, I guess. Depends how weird your ears are.
I mean,
Will, as a weird ear person, let me tell you, sometimes it can get rather deep.
I have a narrow canal, so it's not really a problem for me.
Yeah, yeah.
We are blessed with narrow canals, Will and I. Yes,
Will. Not everybody has that blessing. But yes, this is great for anybody who's interested in AirPods and wants to make them a little bit comfier. Really good. Comply foam ear tips.
It's also worth mentioning that Comply makes foam tips for basically every set of in-ear buds you can imagine. Like, they have, like, all the way, whatever you want, the Jabras, they will have a set of tips for you if you go to their website. So, and they're all about the same price.
Fantastic. All right, before we go, let's check out the mailbag.
Let's do it. Mike writes in, I've been working in IT for a long time, and I provide tech support for countless family, friends, and friends of friends. I don't think you can underestimate the pressure put on a preteen or a young teen to have an iPhone. I work in an educational institution, and I've seen middle schoolers make fun of kids who don't have iPhones. I've seen kids tell other kids they can't be in their group chat because they don't have an iPhone. It's tough out there for young teens, and the pressure to fit in and not be different is very strong. Mike says, besides the technical aspects, the fashion aspect, like shoes, is hard to overcome.
Yeah, I don't doubt that it happens out there. I think what Will Saddleberg was trying to say the other day was that there are a lot of reasons for this. And maybe it doesn't happen all the time to everybody, but good perspective. Thank you for writing in with that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it used to be the case, I suppose, that, you know, it was that iPhone was the most expensive, so it was the coolest one. You know, if you liken it to like Jordan shoes, right? You know, versus Reebok type thing. But at this point, no, that's not really what we're going with. It's more of just like the, I guess the, you know, the herd mind.
It's,
I don't know, Will, what are your thoughts?
So I have a 10-year-old. We need to get my daughter a phone at some point because middle school is coming and schedules get complicated and the watch isn't going to cut it at that point. I think it's a combination of things. One is that it's you want to have the thing everybody else has. Two is that if you're cut off of the iMessage group chat, you're going to be cut off from a lot of your social activities. So, you know, the kids who don't have the iPhones are missing those group texts. Maybe that'll be better next year. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, RCS is going to fix this. All you middle schoolers, don't worry. Yeah. In a year from now, we're all going to be in more harmony.
I hope I see middle schoolers with RCS Life on their t-shirts next year just because they're so excited about the standard.
The problem, you know, I hate to be the downer, but the problem is they're still going to be green bubbles. Hopefully it won't be as painful to be a green bubble, but that stigma's already there and you know how kids are. So, yeah.
I think it's much more about just being able to like airdrop pictures to your friends and share your playlists and all that stuff. Yeah. Like if you don't have Apple Music or you don't, everybody has to have the same music thing. My daughter has three music services. None of them are paid for, but just so she can get playlists from her friends. So,
yeah, it's like kids who went to St. Louis to the Tower Records that I couldn't get to all the time.
Oh, yeah. Your record is still cool, Tom. You just got it at
At Pomida in downtown Greenville.
There you go.
Did they have the limited one that's signed, or is it just the Chud one?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
They had the cutout.
See, that's what's going on. Yeah. Oh, Tom's from Greenville, of course. Well, Will Smith, we're so happy to have you on the show to bring gift guides and thoughts about young teenagers and all of the rest. Let folks know where they can keep up with the rest of your work.
Yeah, so you can find me at Brad and Will Made a Tech Pod at techpod.content.town. But the thing I want to talk about right now is the Anacrusis, which is coming out of early. It's a game I work on every day. We're on Steam. We're on Xbox. We're coming out of early access on December 5th. We're very excited. We've done 55 updates as of tomorrow since January of 2022 when we launched into early access. And we built the game with the community. It's a Left 4 Dead-alike co-op shooter that works with 1 to 8 players, depending on the mode you're playing. And this summer we added versus mode, so you can play just like you did with Left 4 Dead. You can take control of the special aliens, and you and your friends can take turns being cruel to each other in a kind of form of sanctioned griefing. So I like to think of it as. So if you like Left 4 Dead, we think you'll like the Anacrusis.
Cool! Congratulations, man! I know you've been working on that for a long time, so it's great to see it finally coming to fruition.
We are really excited, and I'm really stoked at how the game is. Early access is a thing. Early access is complicated. There's right ways and wrong ways to do it. Everybody has different opinions, but I think we've built this game with the community on our Discord and the folks that play the game early on, and we're excited about the game early on, and I think we've made something special. So.
Fantastic. Well, patrons, if you like hearing Will talk about games, stick around. If you are a member of Daily Tech News Show, you get the extended show, Good Day Internet. And we're going to talk to Will about Valve's revamped Steam Deck, Steam Deck OLED, that's just out finally now. Find out what he thinks.
Reminder, you can catch our show live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. That's 2100 UTC. And you can find out more at dailytechnewsshow.com/live. We'll be back tomorrow talking about why Toyota decided to put a stick shift in an EV with Tim Stevens, because no one knows better than him. Talk to you then.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.